Hello?
William, hey, it's John with Local Splash calling you back this year.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man, I'm good. Did I catch you at a better time?
No, this is good.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So, William, I'm going to leave the floor to your hands here a little bit, just in case you had any further questions before we get started with everything here. Do you have any questions or concerns for me that I can address for you?
Yeah. Two things. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm paying for Yelp ads. I don't know. The thing is that, you know, I haven't gotten not even a call from, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
It's telling me, you know, the only one lead, this and that. Cause I know the Yelp, you could put, you know, your company for free in there.
Right.
Yes. So I don't know what you recommend. Do I still, you know, continue paying, you know, Yelp ads or what?
All right. So I'm going to give it to you straight here, okay? And this is coming from me, my advice, not Local Splash on this when I say that. You know, if it was me, I mean, personally, I only use Yelp for, like, restaurants. I really do. I don't use it for this type of services myself, period. Like, when this comes to what we do, we include the Yelp listing, but we don't focus heavily on it because we know that the bread and butter is going to come from Google, right? Of course, some people may look on Yelp to give you a call from there, so we don't want you missing those opportunities. But if it were me, I wouldn't be paying for an ad on Yelp. If anything, I would put it more towards things that are going to have a broader aspect to get you the quality customers you're looking for. That's Google. That's my personal opinion. Okay. So I'm not telling you what you should do, what you should not do, but, that's my personal opinion on that.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could keep that listing with them and, you know, as far as your ads and things like that, see if you can keep adding more to it, if it's doing well. If it's not bringing anything for you, I'll put it this way. How long have you been with doing that Yelp ad?
Right now, because I just paid for them on Thursday evening. You know, so basically not right now, not even one call, nothing. You know, I have, like I said, the logo, the pictures, everything with them. But, you know, so that's why I've been wondering, should I wait another week just to see what's going on?
I'll leave that one party in your hands with your decision on that. I mean, it's your company, you know. But again, me personally, I talk to business owners left and right. Let's just put it this way. And I've been here for years. So doing this and talking to a lot of business owners, it's maybe 5% of them out of night. So like 95% of them are saying the same thing. Like, all right, I'm not getting nothing here. Like because we help business owners that are in the field of landscaping, fences, gates, you know, home building, new construction.
Huh?
I haven't really talked to many that I've seen that done extremely well. There's very, very far and few that I have, so.
Okay.
That's just my thing on there.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll wait another week to because, you know, the reason I paid for them because it's, you know, I couldn't get somebody to help me with this.
Right. So with that being said then, I mean, yeah, this is something we can, you know, far as Google, you know, redirecting target marketing ads. I even have you with a website included in this package if you needed it. I mean, we're going to make sure we're taking care of you in the way that you really need to. Yeah.
What the fuck do you want?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So what I was saying is, I mean, Yelp is one thing, but being on Google, I mean, everyone says let's Google it. It's built in your phone when you buy it. Like, I'm being real with you on that, right? I think we could both agree on that. So we want to make sure you're being showcased there. Mostly, we're going to focus on that heavily. We're for Google, Facebook. And then for your other local directories, some people may use Yelp. Some people may use Yahoo or even Bing. So those are included in your package. Now, I'm going to put it in plain and simple terms on this. 90% of the revenue is being capitalized on the first page of Google. Everything else, less than that 10%, is dispersed everywhere else. So it kind of gives you a better idea of how much you're going to be receiving from Yelp in comparison to Google. You see what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So just making sure then, is there any other questions you have then for me?
Yeah. Okay. I just got a call from Google, finally. After I was talking to you, finally reached out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And they said that they're working on it, that I got approved, but it's a technical issue or something like that. And then they're going to update me. And, you know, so I don't know, you know, if I want to wait at least 2 days before Google, because they called me and they sent me an email, you know, just from what we talked about. So I don't know if I should wait 1 to 2 business days just to see if I appear on Google. Or I should let you guys take it from, you know, from here.
Okay. And again, this is, I don't want to come off like a sales guy on this. This is me putting myself in your shoes on this one and with my knowledge on this. We don't just get you verified. Being verified is great, right? It gets your foot in the door, right? It's like saying, hey, I made my business. How am I going to get the customers now, right? So if you haven't verified, great. You're on Google. But there are, look it up right now just to call my bluff on this. Type in landscapers near me, right? You'll have all these different businesses listed, and there's tons and tons of pages. The reason for that is because those people, those business owners, they don't have the backing to get that traffic to move up in the ranking to the first page. So that's where we come into play. So if they get your verification, great. That's one less thing that we have to worry about. We can start focusing even more heavily on getting that traffic to get you up to that first page. Because customers, I'm pretty sure you've done the same. People don't look at that second or third page. They really don't. I don't know if it's because of convenience or because they just simply don't know it exists, right? So we want to make sure that you're on that first page regardless. So that then if it was me with my knowledge, I would say, no, I'm definitely doing this because I want to be found on the first page, right? And if they don't look you, if they don't call you from that, they still, if they go on their social media on Facebook, that's when your ad will pop up on their feed too. So you're always, your business name is always going to be in their face to say, hey, listen, I'm here if you need me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that, no, for sure I would still hands down do that. But as far as the Yelp listing thing, I think that's on you on there to see if you want to have that as additional thing with what we got or if that's something you just want to cut off later in the future or whatnot from there. But that's my advice.
Okay, so one last thing, what's included, like, you know, just to make sure, what's, you know, included, yep. What, you know, in this, and when do, can I, you know, expect results when, you know, start getting calls, this and that?
Yes, sir. So I'm going to go over all that with you right now. So I'm going to give you our breakdown of for customers that have no web presence at all. And what we've done for them too, okay? And this is based off of over 10,000 companies. So now with my knowledge of this too, because you're already in the process of getting verified, that makes
could
it
you
even
give me
easier
a second,
for
somebody's
us.
Calling me.
Sure.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're okay. You're okay. All right, so let's go over the breakdown. Again, this is going to be a lot more smoother and easier for you because you already have a web presence, okay? You have a website already. You have a Yelp listing already, so this is going to be a lot quicker, but just giving you a heads up on this. So within the first 5 to 7 days, we're going to make sure your tracking system to keep track of all the calls, keep track of your analytics for your keywords. Again, you could change these keywords of your services anytime. We get that all done within the first 5 to 7 days. That's how fast we get that. Okay. So that's your, already you're doing that much more than just Yelp. You're having all your directories with it. Within the first 7 to 14 days, again, I have to jog my memory if you have your Facebook business page yet or not, but if you don't, that's okay. Okay. So we'll develop that with alongside, with your Facebook ads and your Facebook business page. We get that out there within the first 7 to 14 days. So already you're getting redirected ads coming out to customers who are looking for your services. Within the first 30 to 45 days, you'll see everything working as a whole. All right. So you'll be listed on the first page of Google for all the keywords in your area. That's our average on that. Again, that's for customers that don't have any verification, don't have a website or anything. So you already have a lot in there. We just got to hit those correct areas and with the right keywords that you want to, you know, do the services for to make that happen, make it even quicker if we can. Yeah. So that's the whole shebang right there in the whole.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go with it.
All right, sounds good. Now, so again, I have the business address. I want to make sure I reconfirm all those. The business name, All-Star Landscape, the and symbol fence. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then on this part, I always like to make sure that you understand this. It's optional to showcase your business address to the public. You could just put an area if you wanted to. But the choice is yours on that. But to get verified, okay. So the address I have is 332 Montclair Avenue in Newark. Why is this switching on me on this though? Hold on. Newark. In New Jersey. Let me make sure that's popping up. It's weird. 07104 is the zip code. Is that correct?
Yeah, 07104.
Okay, perfect. And now I want to make sure, since we're going to be doing ads for you on Facebook and you're having your tracking system being developed, I want to make sure they show you how to maneuver through it so that way you know how to keep track of all of your analytics. I can set that up as early as tomorrow for you. So do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
At the same time as today.
Same time tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, so let me see here. I have an opening, perfect, yeah, from 5 to 6. Is that okay? Just want to confirm on that.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you a Google invite, and I'm going to send it through email, and I'm going to send that same email over to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to the meeting, okay? And that way you also have a secondary form of contact for me. It's always the best to email me because if I'm on the phone, I can always respond quickly by seeing that too, okay? So give me one second here. There you go. I just sent it to you. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And again, all you need to do is hit yes. Nothing further than that though, okay? And I'll put a reminder for them too.
And quick question, do you guys do the – okay, I just did it, right?
Okay, yep, perfect.
Okay, do you also do the Google Maps thing?
Yeah, this is all for the local map section. Better believe it. Yes, sir. A lot of people are going to that local map section. This is not an ad on there. A lot of people like to just kind of breeze through the ads anyway. So we do have that as options in the future if you ever wanted to expand and do things with that. If you did decide to do that, though, William, please let me know before you do because I can apply the promotional rate to those other packages so you're never paying the normal cost, okay?
All right.
All right, cool. Now, this next part, on Google, to be listed on there, how would you like to showcase your hours of operation, like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
No, Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, perfect. Again, anytime you need to make modifications on this, let us know. I mean, you could do it yourself. Don't get me wrong, but I'd rather put it this way. If you're paying for our service to help you, utilize our team. All right, I don't want you to have an extra headache. The next part, how far out did you want to actually travel for the customers? Because I have it as 50 miles out radius, any direction if you like.
No. 25, and could you take out everything that has to do with New York? I don't want, I don't travel there.
Okay, sure thing. I'm going to put do not show in New York.
Yeah, and actually, leave it at 15 miles better. Because the thing is that I only travel, my little, I don't know if you can put the cities there yourself.
Yeah. I could do that. So how about this? I'll put it like 15 miles out, any direction, but then I'll put just do not show in New York. I mean, we could exclude areas like doing that too. So however, again, we're flexible in making this happen. So if you're getting flooded with too much work or anything like that, just let us know so we can narrow things down a little more simpler. So that way you're focusing more on the profitable jobs. Okay?
Yeah, let's say 50 miles out.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, credit card?
Cash and checks.
Cash and checks it is. Okay. And then you already have your website, so we don't have to develop that one for you. Perfect. By the way, I love your website. I don't know if that's real work that you did there, but I actually really like it. My father did help me with a lot of landscaping and things when I was younger, and I could appreciate the work more that you guys do and stuff. So, yeah. All right. And then there you go. Now, for your Facebook business page, we do require you to make a personal page of your own because so that way you can keep track of the calls, keep track of things that are coming through. Because, again, the number one thing we don't do is contact your customers, okay? So if they reach out to you, make sure you're ready for them, okay?
Okay.
So make sure to have that by tomorrow. Now, the business itself, is it licensed and insured?
At the moment, I haven't gotten a quote for insurance. That's why I have to get that this week.
Okay, that's okay. I'll just put it in the works. That's all right.
And the license, I'm going to take out a home improvement license. But I think that's next week because, you know, I'm still waiting for everything, you know, just to come together.
Okay, that's all right. So that actually goes to my next question here. As far as the services that you want to be found for, now, of course, I have, you know, like landscaping and fences and gates. Do you do landscape, like, design? Do you do, I see masonry and concrete as well?
Yes, I do, like, I do fences, any type of fence, you know, vinyl, chain link, wood fences. I do retaining walls, paved patios, concrete patios, paper, you know, driveways.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything that has to do with paper, we do. Like I said, retaining walls.
Did you sidewalks too?
Yes, correct. Sidewalks, paper sidewalks, concrete, all of that.
All right, perfect. Now, tomorrow when our team talks to you, they're going to go over this again just in case if I misspelled something or if you wanted to add something then. But they also have algorithms ready in place to say if there's other keywords that could possibly help you out, get that brand exposure a little bit better, they'll bring that up with you. Okay? So they kind of want to make sure – again, we want to make sure you're set up for success, man. All right? Now, the next part here – let me make sure I put the reminder on this part. Hold on. Perfect. Okay. Now, just in case, I'm going to send an email later, all right, how the process for the verification, in case you have any hiccups with Google themselves right now, just, I'd rather play safe than sorry, you know? So in case if you're, they ask for additional things, we'll have that in place for them just in case, all right? So that email will come out a little bit later. Now, the next part, what I'm going to do is we're going to go, I'm not taking a no for an answer. This is where everything becomes recorded. I put the pricing in there. I even, knock on wood, I mean, if you did decide to part ways in the future, there is no cancellation fees. I even tell you how to do that in the recording. Okay? So,
okay.
Before I do anything, though, I want to make sure you have my direct number here. Let me know when you're ready.
Give me a second. All right.
All right. 877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Save it as local splash. LOCAL and splash like a splash of water.
877. 635-6225.
You got it. Yes, sir.
All right.
That is voice activated. So anytime you call in, if you want to talk to client support, or if you want to call to talk about Facebook or your Google business profile or an ad, Just say that, and it will direct you to any customer service that is in line with that. We're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and hit record here. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to get you verified. If you have any questions or any concerns, please stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for. All right?
All right.
All right. I'm going to hear it go. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Star Landscape and Fence.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is William Camacho, and I am the owner of the company.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on a second for that. William, after this recording part, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we will only ask that security question. We will never give out that answer, okay? Just don't forget your own answer to your account, okay? Just making sure. All right, I'll continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question for you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on February 5th in a non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day, the fifth of each month, with the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. And to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Just as promised, I want to make sure I put everything in there for you. We're protected. Now, next part, I joke around a lot about this, but I actually seen it happen, so please don't get locked out of your own account, all right? I want to make sure you remember your own answer. We have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The first pet.
Okay. And again, this will never change, so what would that answer be?
Carmel. All
right. That's always tasting good, too. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put this in. Now, again, we will never give that answer out. So if you ever feel unconfident or you got some red flags, you don't know if you're talking to us or not, hang up the phone and call that 877 number, okay? They will ask that question.
Okay.
All right. Now, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
No, it's okay. No, the name is different.
Oh, okay. What would that name be?
Okay, you want the card number first?
No, the first and last name on the card. That's okay.
Okay. It's this is my mom's card.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It's ROC.
Okay.
XANA.
Okay, I got ROC as in Charlie. XAMA. Is that right? Is that first name?
No, N.
Oh, NA as in Nancy. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, and then last name?
D-E.
Mm-hmm.
This is all together. G-I-R-O-N.
Okay, I got to repeat that back. D-E-G-I-R-O-N. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, now a couple things on this. So far as the name that's on the – whoever's paying for the account needs to be – have to be at the – main account holder. So I'm going to put her name as the actual account holder on this one. Of course, she would have to be a, what's it called, authorized user on this account since she's paying for that. Is she there with you, though, or just want to make sure?
No, she's working at the moment. A quick question.
Yes.
If I want to change cards, let's say before the end of the month, I give you a call and change cards or no?
Please do. Yeah, you'll probably be able to do that on your own, but I'd highly recommend to call in to have them do it for you, so that way there's no hiccups with that either, okay?
Yeah, the thing is that, yeah, I'm going to go and open the account. This is why I'm using her account on Wednesday. At Wednesday, I have the appointment with the bank to open a business bank account, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Congrats on that, though. All right, yeah. Just let us know. We can change that out. That's not an issue whatsoever, okay?
All right.
Now, the next part here, as far as the address on the account, or not an account, but associated with
same
the card.
Address.
Same address, okay?
Yeah.
And let me make sure I change this here. Boom, boom, boom. And what kind of card is it? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It's 4400-6681-2028-1912.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
10/25.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
329.
Okay. Now, before I process any payment, now you know I'm not lying, man. We got you at a really nice promotional rate. I want to make sure it stays like that, okay? So let me refresh it a few times. Okay. And last time. All right, we're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. I want to make sure you stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my promises here. So I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. So let me know whichever comes first to you. So that way I can show you the breakdown and you can see it yourself, okay?
The email, you're going to send it to All Star Landscape, correct?
I got it at allstarlandscape16@gmail.com. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. It just went through on my side, so let me know. Quick change this here.
Yeah, nothing yet.
Okay. Let me refresh on my side here. Okay. Oh, it says it's sending now.
Okay.
It should be coming in. Yep.
I got it.
Perfect. Now, the email that says local splash initial invoice, I'm going to pop that one open.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yep. Now, again, in here, once you click on, there's a spot where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. In here, once you click that, is the description of everything we talked about. Like I said, it's all inclusive in your package. And the best part is, again, there's little small descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade in the future to. But, again, let me know if you ever decide to do that so I can apply the promotional rate for you, okay?
Okay.
At the bottom, there's two checkboxes that now, here's the thing. I can't have you do that. I need her to do that, okay? She would have to check those two boxes and then type in her first and last name, which will – after that, it will take you to your login for your actual dashboard, your tracking system I was telling you about. Now, as long as she gets that done today, that would be great. So that way we can make sure to show you tomorrow how you guys can, you know, keep track of your analytics, see the phone calls, everything come to fruition for yourself. All right?
Okay.
All right.
So I got
it. Go ahead.
So she has to click on the please click here, correct? And sign?
You got it. Yep. And there's two checkboxes, and she's going to sign her name. Let me know if I spelled that, her name, her first and last name correctly, though. It's just a double check on that.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. All right, I'm glad. Do me a huge favor. As soon as she's able to sign that, or just leave it. Make sure you lecture her. She doesn't touch anything further than that. It'll take her to a login. We will give you your password and login tomorrow so that we can show you how to maneuver through it, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Well, hey, man, that's it. We're all set, William. So congratulations. Welcome to the family. All right. We're going to take care of you.
All right.
again, please, if you, any reason it's taking too long tomorrow or you need to reschedule, let our team know so that way they can go ahead and accommodate for that, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, perfect. Before I let you go here, William, did you have any further questions for me, though?
No, that would be all. Thank you.
All right, man. You're going to do well. Don't worry. We'll take care of you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.